And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 2nd of October, 2017. It's the birthday of the man who said, "I don't care to belong to a club that accepts people like me as members." That, of course, was Groucho Marx, born in New York City in 1890. It's the birthday of Nat Turner, born a slave, Southampton County, Virginia, 1800, learned to read. He studied the Bible, became a preacher, urging his fellow slaves to rebel against their condition of servitude. He believed he was divinely chosen to lead that uprising. And in February 1831, he took a solar eclipse as a sign from God that the time was at hand. He and his followers killed between 55 and 65 white people in 2 days. They fought and lost a battle with state and federal troops. Turner escaped, but he was captured. At his trial, he admitted to leading the rebellion, pleaded not guilty, was executed on November the 11th. It's the birthday of Wallace Stevens, the poet, born Reading, Pennsylvania, 1879, graduated from college, took a job with the Hartford Accident and Indemnity Company, where he remained on the job for the rest of his life. Each day he walked 2 miles between his office and his home, and during these walks he composed poetry in his head. He said, "It gives a man character as a poet to have this daily contact with a job. He would only let people walk with him if they did not talk." First collection of poems was Harmonium, published when he was 43 years old. And it's the birthday of Gandhi, Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, born in India in 1869. Traveled to England in 1888 to study law. He was terribly shy. He and his family lived in South Africa from 1893 to 1914, where finally he came into his own as a lawyer and an activist, argued that individual moral reform was essential to political change, and at the age of 37 he took a vow of celibacy. Returned to India, he abhorred materialism, metropolitan culture. He became a pacifist. He argued that evil means inevitably yielded evil results, and he advocated reducing material desires in order to channel one's strength inward. Here's a poem for today by Marjorie Thompson entitled Sassafras. My grandfather Hank ran a hardware store full of straight-shooting solutions, washers for faucets, filters for furnace failures, or he could just cut you a fresh key. The aisles of answers held no allure for me when I was a kid, so I stood by the cash register where I'd wonder which flavor candy stick I wanted from the giant glass jars protecting unbroken wands of vibrant, solid confection. My grandpa let me get sassafras, the one sounding most like a bad word. The store changed hands. My grandparents continued to love each other. In his 95th year, my grandfather got up from the breakfast table without fanfare, went into the bedroom, sat on a sturdy black chair, and died. Sassafras, a poem by Marjorie Thompson from her collection Pretty Things Please, published by Turning Point Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Staples, with copy and print solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets, signage, and more, in stores or at staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.